Listen, this morning we want to talk about Daniel and the lion's den. And I'm going to come from Daniel 6 and 16. King James Version says, "Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." The Message Bible says it like this: "The king caved in and ordered Daniel brought and thrown into the lion's den. But he said to Daniel, Your God, to whom you are so loyal, is going to get you out of this." Father God, in the name of Jesus, simply have your way over your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that you have bestowed upon us. And we ask, Lord, that you allow your continued deliverance to rain down on us. And let this word be a blessing to whomever may hear it, read it, see it, or digest it. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. And amen. Well, to be delivered means to come out from something, which means that you have had to have been in something. To be delivered says that you came out virtually untouched. What was supposed to happen to you did not happen. The damage you were to sustain did not take place. When you are delivered, deliverance also means that you could be delivered into something. You got to understand here that Daniel was taken somewhere he did not want to go. He was snatched from his homeland and made to live in Babylon. Now, despite his predicament, he made the most of the situation. You know, it is a special person that can adapt to their surroundings, even though they may not want to be there. I know I'm talking to somebody. You may be somewhere you don't want to be, but I challenge you to make the best out of the situation. What has allowed him to adapt to his new surroundings is his faith. His faith never wavers. He never stops praying daily. And now, for the second time with a new king, he is going to have to absolutely exercise your faith. Let me let you know, saints, that in this day and age, when people and systems are coming against you, you are going to have to exercise your faith. And this seems to be a recurring theme in the Old Testament, where faith has to be exercised and God is, in a way, put on the spot. It happened with Moses as he confronted Pharaoh. It also happened when Moses had to deal with the unbelief with his own people. Joseph had to endure and God had to deliver him. Jacob had to fight with God and exercise his faith and deliver him from Esau. David had to be delivered from people that were always plotting to kill him. Yet in all of these examples, in these every last one of these examples, the main character in the Bible stories always had to maintain their faith. You got to maintain what God has put down on the inside of you. They were not perfect, but they were faithful. They were not always right, but they were faithful. They were not always making the right decisions, but they were faithful. It's awesome how God creates opportunity in the secular world. He takes faith in action and places that person in a position of influence. But we should understand that his faith brought certain risks. They are needed because they are living and working in a culture that has not received the divine revelation that came to Israel. In this situation, Daniel still took his place and made a difference. Let me talk to you now very practically, saints, that wherever you are in whatever job or situation that you are in, I encourage you to make the best out of that situation and allow your faith to be exercised, but understanding that your faith is going to bring to you a certain amount of risk. Let me paint it for you. In this situation, Daniel still took his place and made a difference. This particular situation deals with Daniel interpreting dreams and visions again. His interpretation led to favor from the king. And even though he did not desire it, Belshazzar gave the command to clothe Daniel in purple and to put a chain of gold around his neck. This also led to a job promotion, but Belshazzar would die from the result of of his actions against God. And from there, there is another man, a 62-year-old man, is made king. His name is Darius the Mede. He establishes 120 satraps throughout the whole kingdom. Now, let me help you understand something, that a satrap is considered a protector of the kingdom. There are virtually kings in their own right, and they have their own court, and they actually have absolute civil authority over the region that they are protecting. And he answers directly to the great king. And over these satraps, there are established three presidents, and Daniel is one of these presidents. The satraps give an account to the president, who report directly to the king. He did this so that he suffered no loss. And Daniel, listen now, saints, Daniel did his job so well, and the king made plans because of this to appoint him over the entire kingdom. Don't you know, when you do a job for God, there's going to be some jealousy and some hateration that's going to begin to permeate your life, and people are going to begin to try to tear you down. But let's look at what happened to Brother Daniel. When you do your job and you're faithful to God in the process, it's going to bring to you a level of contempt against you. Daniel is able to distinguish himself because his spirit is right. Listen to me, saints. To do what you have to do, your spirit has to be right. You cannot harbor jealousy or contentment for people. You have to release them and forgive them and let them do what they're going to do, and let your attention be made unto God. I'm telling you right now, saints, there are some folks that want to tear you down, that absolutely want to destroy you, but they can't do it. Why? Because your spirit is right. Because you still love God and you still love him with everything that's in you. I challenge you right now to acknowledge God right where you are. You might be driving down the street. You might be looking on your computer, but I just simply just in a tandem with me, raise your hand and say, to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. I got a little happy right there. You have to forgive me. To do what you have to do, your spirit has to be right. People are going to want to kill you. They're going to want to take your place, or they're going to want to do both. And Darius the king is in a predicament here. He's prepared to put Daniel over the whole kingdom, but no one, you have to understand here, as they begin to plot against Daniel, no one could find any particular complaint or corruption because of his faithfulness. And so the only way to bring any charges against Daniel was to do it in connection with the law of his God. Amen. But I hear Daniel stepping into the book of Acts 24 and 14, where he says, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. Daniel continued to pray. Let me say it again. Daniel continued to pray. Let me make it real practical for you. You continue to pray. You continue to fast. You continue to seek God. You continue to give God glory. Amen. Despite the conspirators having direct evidence to bring to the king, Daniel still prayed. And what happened was Daniel obeyed the laws of the land. He wasn't in no trouble, but when they conflicted with the law of God, Daniel would always choose God's law, even if it meant breaking man's law. Y'all got to stay with me here. There comes a point when your faith is going to be tested. Are you going to stick with God, or are you going to do what the world says to do? Mm-hmm. They wrote him up and they took it to the king. The king is bound by policy and legalism now. He dare not go against this, but God will put you in your corner. He will put you He will put some people in your corner. Excuse me. Darius loved Daniel and did not want to see him harmed, but there was nothing he could do except to decree God's protection over Daniel. You got to understand now, it wasn't people, it was the system. It was the law of man that now had put Daniel in some danger. So Daniel is put into the lion's den. Y'all stay with me now. A rock is laid there to stop anyone from trying to save him. y'all got to stay with me now. Come on now. But don't you know that my God, your God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask or think. You may be between a rock and a hard place, but it's okay to be behind the rock when that rock is Jesus. That's right. I said it. Jesus is the rock. It's okay to be in a bad situation just as long as one of your situations has to deal with Jesus. There is always something else taking place. Let me tell you what happened here. Darius fasted. The king fasted. And then morning comes. The king hurries to the den, calls out to Daniel. Daniel replies, "O king, live forever." Can you imagine that now? That Daniel was able to tell the king, "I want you, brother, to live forever." Ain't that something when you can kill him with kindness? And the folks that was trying to kill you and trying to hold you back, and you come out of your situation and say, "I want you to live forever. I want you to be blessed." Folk don't know what to do with you when they've done everything they can to try to tear you down, and you still got a smile on your face, and you still got a good heart, and you don't render no harm to them. I'm telling you right now, saints, God is in this place. My God had sent an angel to shut the lion's mouth so that they would not hurt him, because he was found blameless before him. And also, before you listen to what I'm saying, saints, then he sent everybody that was looking to conspire against Daniel and their families to the lion's den. And the Bible says that before they even got to the bottom, that the lions began to tear them from their own flesh, their flesh from their own bones. Let me tell you something. God will absolutely put down those folk that you were trying to kill you. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. But look, here's the key. In the 26th verse, the king makes a decree that all should fear the God of Daniel. What's going on here? You mean to tell me that the king, who really doesn't believe God, now says that the God of Daniel, he is the living God, he is the enduring God, he is forever God. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion has no end. He delivers and he rescues. It's something that when your life speaks of God so much that those who did not want to believe are convinced because of your testimony. You can't have a testimony without a test. Go through your test and allow God to bring you out. He will absolutely show you just how powerful he is, and he will use your life to bring somebody else into the kingdom. I know you feel like giving God praise. Don't have no car accident on the way to church, but I want you to give God some praise. I need for you to go into your church house, whatever church you attend, and give God everything you got, and let everybody around you know that God is real. 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 30th verse said, it's okay to boast, but when you boast, I dare you to boast in God. You got to give God glory for everything that he has brought you through. I dare you right now. I challenge you right now to give God everything. Open up your mouth and say hallelujah with me. This is the word of God written just as it should be in the book of Daniel. I want you to pray with me. Pray for me as we continue to go to God together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your way. Bless right now your people called by your name. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome that in these last and evil days that you're still present and you're giving us power to speak boldly. This is the year of the loud mouth. And I dare all those that know the word of God to speak loudly and speak boldly. Live a life redeemed in 2013. It is so. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen.